Morning watch. God's raising up of Deborah as a judge of Israel and as a mother in Israel who practiced the female submission to the man in order to keep God's ordination and bring all of Israel into a proper order under God's kingship and headship. Week 7. Friday related verses. John 19:26-27. Then Jesus, seeing his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his own home. John 3:6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Isaiah 66:12-13. For thus says Jehovah, I now am extending to her peace like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you will nurse, you will be carried on the hip, and you will be bounced on the knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you. And you will be comforted in Jerusalem. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. 1 Peter 1:22. Since you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth and to unfeigned brotherly love, love one another from a pure heart fervently. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love suffers long. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not puffed up. It does not behave unbecomingly and does not seek its own things. It is not provoked and does not take account of evil. It does not rejoice because of unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It covers all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Related reading. In his training in 1948, Brother Nee told the saints, especially the sisters, that they should be a mother to another young saint. Many sisters could each care for 2 or 3 children in the spirit. For the most part, children do not like to respect the word of their own parents, especially when they become teenagers. But if I would take your children as my children, they would respect my word. If my children have some problems, they would not open themselves to me. But if you would take them as your children, they would open up their whole being to you. Although they would not take anything that I would say to them, they would receive whatever you would say. There are many problems with the parents and the teenagers. Very few teenagers would be submissive and obedient. Yet even the troublesome ones would be happy to listen to someone other than their own parents. We all need a second birth, and we all need a second mother. If you sisters would pick up the burden by looking at the cross, getting yourself transferred in life, and take some young ones of junior high age to be your children, within 5 years there will be a revival in the church. The best way is to have a life transfer by looking at the cross. You need to bring a young one to the cross to look at the crucified Jesus. He will say, "Look at your mother. This is your mother." And he will say to you, "Look at your son. This is your son." Or, "This is your daughter." All the sisters of all ages need to be a mother to someone else. Taking care of a child will cause you to grow and to be mature. In the natural life, the best way for the young ones to mature is for them to have 2 children. even more to pick up some younger ones as your children in the spirit will cause you to grow. However, to take care of some in this way is a big test. If your natural life has not been crossed out, has never had a transfer, this practice will become a snare. You will fall into the natural love and be trapped by the fleshly emotion. Such a practice will work only by a life transfer through the cross. In the church life, we need the real sisters and the real brothers, and especially we need the real mothers. All the sisters need to be encouraged to take care of some children in the spirit. This is not a matter that can be assigned to the sisters, but there is the need for you to pick up the burden. The matter of being a mother will bring in many lessons, and it will put you on the real test in every way. You will see how you love yourself more than others, how you care only for yourself. All these things will be tested and exposed. Without this testing, you could never realize how selfish you are and how much you are in yourself. It is not adequate to be a brother or a sister in a general way. All the sisters need to be serving sisters, and whether or not we have children, we all need to be the mothers. This is the best way to receive the blessing, the growth, the spirituality, and the real enjoyment of the Lord. If you will pick up a child and take care of that child, right away you will become very practical. No one else can help you so much to stay away from your natural disposition. Such a child will take you from the earth to the third heaven.